across the Atlantic. Make sure you put them laces out. I've been out and about, and I'm loud, cause I found another sound. And I'll pound on the ground for my guys across the pond. Kick is matter, that's the song. Trust me when that word is blown. Y'all can clap, clap, sing along. But on a reel, they got some real deal analysis. Take the wheel, I think I feel like a catalyst for this build. You know your boy is never out of it. Matter of fact, I think I'll go and win a championship. KMWO, KMWO, man, you know how this go, yeah. KMWO, kick is matter, world order, man, y'all already know, let's go.
Hello, welcome to the Kickstarter podcast. Joined by three of my other hosts tonight. Don't know what Jamie's doing there, having a disco. Rob, how you doing?
All good, buddy. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm all good. Timothy, how you doing down there, mate?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, good. All good. And there he is himself, Mr. Happy, always smiling.
You know me, mate. That's my favourite pastime.
Have you got over that Kyle Pitts pick yet, mate?
It's more annoyance than anything else. Just annoyance.
What is it, Mike Davis RB one season as well?
It's more likely Matt Ryan QB one. Matt times with around the ball.
The news is really is the NFL draft, so we are going to take a look at that tonight for fantasy purposes and what we liked, what we didn't like, who we think it's going to affect more, etc. So, boys, we'll just start at the 101, then we'll start with Trevor Lawrence, expected pick. I think we've said it before, but I just think it's an all-round boost for the whole offense of the Jaguars.
Technically, any QB is a whole kind of boost for that offense, isn't it? Let's be honest.
I think it's exciting. It's exciting for fantasy to have such a high-rated QB, a rookie QB, you know, highest rated since Andrew Luck. So we've seen what other rookie QBs have come in and done the rookie season. I think we should expect great things, and we should get excited about it. And he's going to be fantasy relevant year one, I think. So
I think a lot of people slam the Jags, but I don't think they've got a bad roster. I think they've got like a good foundation to rebuild on. I think they've got a couple of good receivers. I love LaVisca Chenault. I think they've got all the tools for him to succeed. I think he will succeed. I think we knew it was going to happen. It has happened. Great pick. Yeah. And yeah, I think he's going to be great.
Yeah, there was talk that they wanted Kadarius Toney, who the Giants took. I mean, we'll get into that in a bit. I'm not a fan of that pick at all, but yeah, but like you say, Rob, I don't think they really needed another wide receiver. They've got some nice young pieces there as it is with DJ Chark and LaVisca, and you know they added Travis Etienne at the end, the back end of the draft. I'm not a massive Travis Etienne fan. I think he's more of a third down back. I don't think he can be that thumper that you want. I've got major concerns with him in pass protection as well. But
yeah,
I just wasn't a fan of the whole RB cast, to be fair. But
they've got Marvin Jones as well, who came over in the free agency, and they've got the young Colin Johnson as well, who flashed at times last year. They've got plenty of weapons there, so there's no need. You know, there's no reason why he can't succeed from day one, really.
No, agreed. We'll move on to we'll stay with the QBs for a minute. So Zach Wilson went number two. Trey Lance went free. The Bears traded him for Justin Fields at number 11, and then Mac Jones went at 15. As we said on our live stream, I think I just went off then. I think I was getting a telling off at that point when the Giants were making the pick, but I was quite happy when they moved back. They got a good haul for moving back, considering what Dallas got for jumping back two spots with the Eagles.
Mm.
But it's the Giants jumping back and getting a nice haul and then fucking up.
Well, yeah.
But apart from obviously again, next year, they got next year's first as well, didn't they? They got a 2022 first. Yeah.
Giants this year.
Yeah, that is very, very sensible and very, very clever because they're in the same boat as the Eagles now. Because the Eagles are going to play. They're going to play this year with Hurts, and the Giants are going to play this year with Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And if and when they fuck up and they don't do what they need to do, they've got capital to move up on the board to get a quarterback. That is total planned. This is 1 year. You have 1 year to show us Jalen Hurts. You have 1 year to show us, one more year, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
If you don't, pack your bags.
And here you go. Here's another first round wide receiver for you, just in case you wanted some more weapons.
Yeah. Is he?
Well, that's a matter of opinion, isn't it? Because I'm on your boat. I loved watching him at college, but I never thought he was a first round talent. To be fair,
who's this Kadarius Toney?
Yeah,
yeah. I hated the pick. I went on a podcast. I think day three of the NFL draft, the Roto Lounge podcast. I went over there. I went into one about that pick. I was not happy. I'm not happy. Fantasy wise, no. I think you're looking at a Mecole Hardman sort of player, a gadget sort of player like that. I think maybe relevant for best ball, but I don't think he's going to be very relevant in your dynasty or redraft league.
Not when there's so many other weapons there. Because there is. They're not great weapons, but there is a lot of mouth speed.
The Giants under Jason Garrett as the OC are a run base, a run first offense anyway. So
Tony wasn't your college team, was he?
No, he's Florida Gators.
So okay, that kind of cements my thinking that maybe Gettleman thought that the Kadarius, the Kyle Pitts tape was the Tony tape, maybe? Mixed it up a little bit, thought, hey, we're getting a bargain here, look at him.
Swearing 184, but I don't know.
To be fair to him, Kadarius Tony is a need. What he does, the need for the Giants. I just think I think they could have moved back again, the Giants, and got more picks. This is what I'm saying. If they wanted Kadarius Toney that much, I think they could move back to like pick 25, 26.
At least.
So I'm with Rob. He wasn't the first round pick. I had a second round grade on him anyway. So
yeah, me too.
Do you know, I think if we talk like floor and ceiling, his floor is like worse than Mecole Hardman. You know, it's probably like a Bryce Butler or something like that. If you're thinking back to like Jason Garrett type picks, I think his ceiling's like an IU Debo, but he is Bobby that guy. He's that guy. Yeah, Bobby Woods again. I think he's that kind of gadget slot. I think he can do a lot in there. It just depends how you're going to put the other people around him, because he ain't going to be on the edge, and I don't think he's not great at the point of the catch. So you've got to use him well. I don't think that offense will use him that well. That's the problem.
He's the fifth read, isn't he? Barkley, Golladay, yeah. Shepherd, and Engram ahead of him.
I do think what the Giants have done is open. I think Barkley will be better this season. I think they've opened the whole thing up for him. He's going to get a lot more running lanes because teams are going to be scared of what can happen. That, like, whether we all think Daniel Jones is excellent or not, like, I certainly don't, but it's teams are going to have to stay honest, so to speak, against the Giants now. They can't stack the box against Barkley.
No, but at the same time, just looking at Kadarius, so obviously being a slot guy, they've just got Kenny Golladay, who plays best in the slot. They've got Evan Engram, who plays as a slot receiver most of the time.
It's all they do. Sterling
Shepard.
If you wanted to take a wide receiver, then they should have took
Rashad Bateman.
Bateman was the pick. But Tony, if they really was that into him, they should have moved back in that draft and got more picks and took him. But for fantasy, I don't want nothing to do with Kadarius Toney.
I will pick Tony up in mid to late third round.
And that's draft. Where he's going.
Yeah, that's where he's going. I've taken him a couple of times, and not for the point, because I'm getting to the point in that draft, and you're like, I've just, yeah, second round capital or that's first round capital. It's like Tutu Atwell, second round capital I got at the end of the fifth in the draft. What?
I didn't like that pick by the Rams. I thought the Rams had a very questionable draft as it was.
That was absolutely dreadful, that pick.
That's why they get rid of their draft picks.
Because they can't draft.
Same as Seattle. Just get rid of them. Bin them off, lads.
I think Seattle had like three picks in this draft, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, well,
The first one was, what's his name?
Which
Dwayne
was
Eskridge.
Yeah, awful pick as well.
I think I do think that leans me a little bit more towards that they might throw the ball a little bit more than we think they might. Not a lot. I'm not saying a lot, but I think they might. Giant. No, with Eskridge. I know it's a third round or whatever it is, but
they got Terry as well. They got. I know he's a UDFA, but stature wise, he's.
They got Cade Johnson as well.
Yeah.
Cade Johnson's a great small sort of receiver.
They've got those. They've got Freddie Swain. He's good. Mm. Doesn't get used.
Anyway, we're going off topic. let's get back to the QBs. Zach Wilson went to. He's still my QB5 out of the lot. I'm not convinced. I didn't like the pick by the Jets. I don't see what they was doing there. For me, the Jets should have took Justin Fields, but
yep.
We'll see how that plays out anyway. The pick I did like was the Niners pick, but Trey Lance is firmly my QB rookie too now. I went back, watched stuff on him. He reminds me of Patrick Mahomes. I kind of said this last year with a couple of my takes last year, like J.K. Dobbins. I kind of said that you'd have to wait. It was an option, like in your fantasy drafts. For me, it was an option for you. I would be taking him over other guys if you could wait. And I say the same thing with Trey Lance. I would take Trey Lance over other guys if you can wait.
I'm going to say this right now. Trey Lance will start next year. Not week one, but he will. Because I think that it's going to be similar to what the Dolphins have done with Tua and Fitzpatrick. Doesn't matter if Fitzpatrick is winning. They wanted to see what they got in Tua.
Yeah.
And I think that the Niners are going to do exactly the same.
I think it depends how they're doing. If they're challenging, they don't bring him in.
I still think they do.
You don't change a winning team in whatever sport you're doing. If they're doing well, they're sweeping up that division, they don't. They play in the team. An A team, but they don't.
You realise Fitzpatrick was winning when he was benched.
And they put Tua in and took him back out.
And then back in.
That was a bit silly. And then they put him back in, I think, when Fitz had a knock and they realised they weren't actually going to go like that.
I think we disagree on that, and that's fair. That's fine.
It's different, though, isn't it? Because you're talking about a 49ers team that was in the Super Bowl 12 months ago.
But that was a bad thing to do.
The Dolphins haven't been near a Super Bowl since Dan Marino, right? So it's, you know, you're talking about a team that knows if they're getting to that point, they've got to keep consistency and get it right. They know Trey Lance is their future. Jimmy Garoppolo might get them to another Super Bowl. So they might just do that.
Garoppolo's traded by the trade deadline, I reckon.
Who to?
Don't care. Probably the Texans.
They've got enough QBs on that roster at the minute, haven't they? They drafted another QB as well, didn't they?
Mills, was it? Is it Mills? Yeah. He's got he was Stanford, wasn't he? Rob, you're the college guy.
Yes, he was, yeah. Yeah. Right. So I was just intrigued. Me and Jack are currently doing a draft and it's on the clock. I was just intrigued to see who's going to take it.
Oh, man. Someone took Matt Ryan. That's annoying. I kind of did that QB here. Was that you? Is that Ryan?
Yeah. Jamie told me to about 5 minutes ago on this very podcast.
Right. Cheers, Jamie. Thanks for that, mate.
Trey Lance, the GM of the 49ers, should be fired immediately for that pick because it was disgraceful. How can you take someone that started 17 games in Div 2 of college football and rely on him to be your starting quarterback? Is a travesty. He's a third-round quarterback. Should never have even gone near the first round. Terrible pick. Terrible quarterback. Ain't going to do nothing. He's going to flop within year one or two, and he's going to be shit. He's going to be about as good as Lamar Jackson on the ground, but he's going to be a running back and no quarterback. The GM of the 49ers should be fired immediately. Terrible pick.
Talking about people getting fired, Jack.
I take it you've not got Trey Lance as your QB rookie two in fantasy, Rob.
I have, because he's a running back. He's been great in fantasy, but
yeah, exactly.
he ain't going to be good. I'm just airing my thoughts on the actual situation. I don't think he's a very good quarterback. I think he's a great running back. He's like Lamar Jackson, but not as good. So fantasy, so fine.
A good quarterback. Why?
Because
of all the interceptions he threw. Oh, no. The touchdown.
Let's just leave it there, Jake. Like, let's just clip that up. See if we can just clip up that little montage for, you know, soapbox 20 seconds. Clip it up. Because if in 12 months, if he's not, then Rob's got his glory. He's got
this
his.
This is what we need to do. We need
he's
to
gonna get murdered. He had the best offensive line in front of him because he was in Div 2, and it's a different kind of college. That is, North Dakota State is as good as some Div 1 teams. But they played terrible teams. Trey Lance is going to get snapped. He won't be able to deal with the big linemen and the big offensive linemen.
How is it any different? Okay, it might be a tiny bit, but not to the extent that you're trying to make it. He had the best O-line. Pretty certain Alabama's O-line's not shit either. It's probably the best in the division.
They're in a different division.
I'm just asking the question about their offensive line. I haven't mentioned anything else. Is it probably the best?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on. That's all I need to say.
It's not, though, because there's no context with that, Jamie. So we'll let him run off. The context for you, Rob, it's about who's attacking the O-line. I could be great in O-line if I've got 5-year-olds running at me, right? So, that's the context.
Yeah.
So it's all right, Jamie. I finished that off for you, mate, so don't worry.
I need to get some stress pay.
Before we move on to the other two quarterbacks, does anyone want to talk about Zach Wilson? Tell me why I'm wrong on Zach Wilson.
Sam Darnold, moving on.
I'm high on Zach Wilson. I think new offense. I think he's gonna get the 3 years to be decent. I think he's been given some decent weapons. The O-line's not too bad, so. Yeah, he'll be a middle to late QB, but if you're talking about drafting him in your rookie drafts, you're going to get a QB that's going to start for 2 to 3 years and probably be fantasy relevant. So take him if you're in the position where you might need him. So, yeah, I think he can be great. He seems to have the right bolshiness and character to be able to go and drive that type of team, a little bit like Baker. I know lots of people are low on Baker, but... For me, if you're going to take a terrible, terrible franchise on your shoulders, I think you need to have that confidence. I think I've seen that. So, yeah,
he's a top 5 pick in Superflex drafts, and I've seen him go as late as the 110 in rookie drafts. Don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that in the Superflex league. I'm not high on Zach Wilson at all, but yeah, I do not understand that from a Superflex point of view. Justin Fields was my QB too, and I like the landing spot. It's a good landing spot. He's got good weapons around him there. I think it'd be great for fantasy.
I've said for a couple of years now the Bears are a quarterback away from being a really good team, and they've got their quarterback now, so we'll see.
The only thing about Fields for me is... a lot of QB needy teams passed on him. And yep. I'm not listening to all the Twitter shit and all that kind of stuff that people go on about Justin Fields or whatever it is. But quarterback needy teams did pass on him.
We've seen it countless times, the amount of teams that have passed on top. And that also, by the way, that's driven quarterbacks. And I think what we've seen from somebody like Fields is that he's quite happy to let other people be classed higher than them and take them on the field. Like, ignore everything that's out there in the press, take them on the field. The way he went after Clemson, the things that he did on the field last year, I think, this will drive him. And I really like the offense for him. I think it helps people like Allen Robinson want to stay there, because you've gone up and got somebody that can really drive that team forward. The Bears are an awkward one, but Trubisky was fantasy relevant in the games that he played. I think we've said that before. His QB numbers were high in the games he played. So for me, I think he's going to be, again, fantasy relevant, and he's going to get the gig for 3 years, even if he's the same as Trubisky, because that's what they do.
He does start from day one, isn't he?
No.
I think he does.
I was about to say, yeah, he does start day one.
I think...
Well, there's a beer bet for you, isn't there?
Beer bet. I'm
I'll take it. I'm down for that. I'll take it too.
Yeah, I don't think he starts that week one.
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Be a bit. He does. So.
Lovely jubbly.
And Mac Jones, the last one, it was written in the stars, wasn't it?
Only the Patriots could not move.
And yeah. Mac Jones fought to him.
Is Mac Jones playing this year? I don't think he starts, but is he playing this year?
Yeah. Yes.
Week 4.
Latest.
Great. Fantasy wise, I kind of still feel the same with Matt Jones. I kind of said his ceiling was Kirk Cousins before the NFL draft. That's not a bad thing in fantasy. Kirk Cousins is more than viable as a fantasy option, but yeah, get excited about where's the other four. Will probably get
you excited. It's not a sexy pick, especially when fantasy is concerned.
I think Mac Jones is what Bill Belichick hoped Jimmy Garoppolo would be. That's what he's going to turn out to be. That's kind of where I'm at.
Great. All right, so let's move on to the wide receivers. And we'll take, the first one was Jamar Chase to the Bengals. Stupid, but that's an argument for a different day. that wide receiver trio, fantasy-wise now, has that become a bit of a headache?
I think people are undervaluing Boyd because of that.
Yeah,
I've never been a massive Boyd fan, so.
I think Boyd's the third option, whatever.
I love Boyd because he's that wide receiver two. Like, he's wide receiver two at wide receiver three value. Like, he's perfect in startups. He's great in trades because you can pick him up as part of pieces. But I do worry that his value's just been shot to bits because I just don't think he's going to get the targets. They're going to hit Tiggins. They're going to hit Chase. and Boyd will either die on the roster or get traded away at some point to somebody like the Bears.
Yeah, they're going to hit them if Joe Burrow can stay on his feet, because...
Yeah, that's going to be the problem.
That was... I still can't believe they didn't take Penny Sewell. It was madness to me. It was such a wide receiver heavy cast. You could have addressed that later on. They didn't need to. They've got two...
Joe Burrow must have had something to do with that.
Yeah, but you don't give your QB the option, surely.
But also, if he's making, he's going, tell you what, lads, don't worry about me legs. Like, I don't need him. Right? Don't worry about it, lads. Just draft Jamar Chase. I don't need my legs. I'll get that ball out within 2 seconds. All right. Right. It's, don't give him the choice.
No.
It's a silly pick, but I'll tell you what, like, at least there might be, you know, lots of bits of fun. It's going to be fun offense, but it's not going to be nice watching Joe Burrow get snapped in half every week.
No, I think it will be predictable.
I think it knocks down the other two's value for sure. But I mean, maybe they're both dynasty buy lows now. The other two, or buy lower, should I say?
I am worried about Burrow because look what happened to Andrew Luck.
Yep,
that's precisely what happened to Andrew Luck. We didn't protect him well enough, and he only lasted what, 8, 7 years, 6 years.
Yep.
I think we'd been to a Super Bowl if we'd have kept him. I really do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you nearly did it in his last year he played. Mm.
Yeah,
you were excellent. The Colts were excellent in the last year.
Yeah, then he retired, and we got Quentin Nelson, and everything's been fine since.
Yeah. But you know, like you say, Rob, you've got to protect your quarterback, and
yeah, definitely.
I mean, like you're all saying, oh yeah, like maybe Joe Burrow had a hand in the pick. Yeah, all right. Patrick Mahomes had a hand in the Chiefs' first round pick last year. Look how that worked out. Mm. Yeah, they got to the Super Bowl, but they got beat.
Beggars can't be choosers, Jack, can they?
No, but seriously, you know, it's all very well. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To the QB, who do you want? I mean, it was a wide receiver heavy class. Why are you drafting a wide receiver in the fifth pick? It's madness.
They could have got Terrace Marshall later on, who was a teammate. But, you know.
Yeah.
I would have preferred Chase than Pitts. So.
Well, we'll get onto the top. In fact, let's just do it because we're class Kyle Pitts as a wide receiver. Landing spot. What does it do to everyone around him?
Makes everybody happy.
No, everyone else for fantasy, what does it do to them? Kyle Pitts going there.
I genuinely think that Julio Jones will be gone come June the 1st. So
take that for what you will. I kind of agree now that Julio will be gone.
So what was their outlook before they drafted Pitts? Because if you just take the receiving option of Julio Jones out and you replace it with the receiving option of Kyle Pitts, Calvin Ridley's still a wide receiver one.
Yep.
Gage is a wide receiver two then.
It kills Who? Hayden. Kills Hayden Hurst.
He will make the field a lot because he's a great blocker.
Yeah. But they declined his fifth-year option, didn't they?
Yeah. The one thing about the Falcons and Matt Ryan spreads the ball around. He always does. Everyone is going to get a bit. Brandon Powell, flipping Treadwell if he comes back to the Falcons, he's signing, whatever. Everyone is going to get a piece.
Yeah.
Ridley will see more of it than anyone else. I don't think – I see early offensive rookie of the year, Kyle Pitts. He's the one. Don't see it. I reckon Pitts is, what, 506? I don't think he's going to be – I don't think he's going to blow it up. I really don't.
I think we see exceptional rookie tight end numbers. Right? That's almost a fact because rookie tight ends just don't get targeted that much and they only really make the field if they've got top tier blocking qualities. So to me, if Matt Ryan's going to share around that ball and he is going to target him, we see exceptional tight end numbers, which is why in tight end premium leagues, Kyle Pitts is a 101. So from a fantasy point of view, I think it's brilliant. I think long-term, it's brilliant for fantasy. Short-term, it's great for fantasy. And I do think it is RIP, all my Julio shares.
You'll be fine, mate.
Okay.
Plus, I've got more than you.
Probably. Rest in peace, my Hayden Hurst.
You have all of them, bar my two.
Hayden Hurst was never that good anyway, Jack. Come on.
How dare you?
He was tight end three for Jack last year, I think.
I had him high last year. I did. It's only because of Dirk Cutt. Dirk Cutt has gone as well, hasn't he, Jamie? He's not even there. He's retired.
Yeah, thank fuck. And the thing as well about a lot of people were saying about Pitts and Arthur Smith and all that kind of, Pitts would be great in the Arthur Smith offense, blah, blah, blah. Johnny wasn't brilliant. Delaney Walker had one good year, maybe, I think.
He had a couple.
Just because Arthur Smith was a tight end coach, it means that Carl Pitts is going to absolutely go nuts. No. I think Pitts will see more than Hurst, but Hurst will still be involved. So the winner is Matt Ryan because we didn't draft a running back and we're going to throw the ball too much.
I mean, I'm a big Pitts guy, so I'm always going to be biased. Whatever team he went to, I was always going to be biased, but I love it. I think he's nailed on to break records.
I will happily let people draft him before me too early. That's how I'm going. If he falls to me, and I go,
he won't fall to you.
All right, then. Exactly.
When I went on the Roto Lounge pod the other day, I said about it was a guy on there, David, who said that he was going to take Kyle Pitts 101 every chance he got. Which no, it's fine. If people want to do that, for me, I'm as I said on there, I'm not a tight end guy. I don't even do it in draft startups. I never take tight ends early.
When was the last great first round tight end?
When was Evan Engram picked?
I think we can just move on with that. I said great. We can move on with that.
True.
When was the last great tight end?
Oh, good first round.
First round pick.
Not Kelsey. He was third. George Kittle was fifth.
Not Waller. Not Gonzalez. I don't think Tony Gonzalez was. There aren't many.
Aaron Hernandez.
I'll give. There is one. Kyle fucking Pitts. He'll be the first.
Does that not set him apart from all the rest because there's not many taken in the first? If Evan Engram didn't have like what's it ankles, then he'd be all right. He'd be up there.
Jack, buddy?
Evan Engram.
What round did you take
him? I said Evan Engram.
The Giants took Evan Engram at the 108.
So if he didn't have what's it ankles, he'd have been all right.
No, it's not. I'm gonna stick up for Alan here. I'm on the same lines as Alan, and I like Kyle Pitts a lot. But you do not draft a tight end early. I put tight ends in the same category as running backs. You do not draft them early in NFL drafts.
Tony Gonzalez was a first rounder, by the way.
How long ago?
1997.
So 24 years ago.
I'm looking for him now. You want to know? Here's the list. Since Tony Gonzalez in 1997, you've got Bubba Franks, Anthony Becht, Todd Heap, Jeremy Shockey, Daniel Graham, Jeremy Stevens, Dallas Clark. He was great.
Great.
Jamie, can you push that trade for him?
Dallas Clark was freaking brilliant for the Colts. Alan Winslow, Ben Watson, Heath Miller, Vernon Davies, Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen Heath was good.
Miller. Oh, Heath Miller. I did love a bit of Heath Miller back in the day.
Greg Olsen was good. Dustin Keller, Brandon Pettigrew, Jermaine Gresham, Tyler Eifert, not bad, Eric Ebron, OJ Howard, Eric Engram, David Njoku, Hayden Hurst.
Did you just say Eric Ebron?
Yeah, he was like the 10th overall pick, I think, something like that.
No, he was like, was it Engram or Hockenson that was five? Ebron or Hockenson that was
Carson
five.
Wentz or Daniel Jones?
Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noah Fant was a first round tight end. He's not bad.
He's not good either.
He is good.
He is good. He's not great. He's good.
Stats don't say he's good. Stats say he's worse than Hayden Hurst.
But he's good for his age.
Doesn't mean he's getting better, though.
Let's move on to these running backs. Actually, while we're on tight ends, I've got a lot to say about tight ends, but I'll leave it for another show. But what I will say is Kylan fucking Granson for the Colts was a steal, absolute great pick. Wasn't a steal because it was a reach. He's not a fullback. He's a me and you're gonna fall out.
Right, let's move on to the other one.
He's a H-back.
Devontae Smith went to the Eagles. Meh. Jalen Waddle went to the Dolphins.
Love it.
Two Alabama receivers. I love the Jalen Waddle pick. Reunited with Tua. Waddle was, I mean, I've not got the stats in front of me, but it was very impressive with Tua. I think 2 years ago, was it, Rob, in college?
Yeah.
So I like the Waddle pick. The Devontae Smith, I'm not a big Devontae Smith guy. The size does concern me. And I have issues with the Eagles with whatever wide receiver they draft because I've got so many shares of JJ Arcega-Whiteside everywhere.
Once the Eagles draft a quarterback is when we can start thinking about their wide receivers. Hurts might be good for fantasy because he's...
He's going to be good for fantasy because I'm drafting him everywhere.
Because he's running, but yeah. I think real life, I think...
I'll tell you one thing. The angle that I'm going at is Jalen Reagor had a poor first season last year and he was injured.
Yeah.
But I think there's a couple of spots in this draft. Rashad Bateman is one of them and Devonta Smith is another one that have gone to teams that I think have now unlocked the potential of the guys opposite. So Marquise Brown and Jalen Reagor, they're not going to face Jalen Reagor last year. He was the new hotness being a first round pick. There was no other receiving options out wide from Philadelphia, was there? He got all of the coverage. Now they've brought in Devonta Smith. You are?
Travis Fulgham.
Please.
Like a four-week period. He was belted.
Absolutely unbelievable. And then what did he do? But you know what I mean, though? Like, Jalen Reagor had all the coverage. And now that Smith's there to take that some of that away, I think it unlocks Jalen Reagor. Same for Marquise Brown. Marquise Brown was being relied on to be the all-round wide receiver who does everything. He's not that guy. He's a burner. He's an outside guy. That's his role. Now that Rashad Bateman's there, he can do that role. I think he becomes better. So I think that these two actually have had an adverse effect to the other, not adverse, but the opposite to that. It's a good effect on the other two. So, yeah, that's one.
I like that for the Ravens. But I'm higher on Lamar than the other guys.
Mm.
I think you're right.
No, well, I'm running back, baby.
Eagles, but what you've not taken into account is that Hurts hasn't shown that he can realistically throw it to anyone open.
The sideline.
So it doesn't really matter. Hmm?
The sideline.
But yeah, what quality targets did he have? This is my point. Like, Reagor was injured a lot last year.
But if you compare it to, like, open targets, everyone loaded the box for the Ravens because they knew you were going to run it down the throat. So
sure.
You did have more throwing options, and we saw that, and then they started to push a couple of people back, manage the games differently. With the Eagles, there's always been throwing options because they've had the two tight end sets who are both – wide receivers, although they'll just throw the block in. They're both brilliant. So you've had DeSean Jackson, who's been the burner on the outside, and then you had basically all burners. So now what you're saying is they're not bringing back, so it looks like they're trying to trade him or cut him. So he's going. So you're losing that two tight end set. So straight away, there's different pressure on Hurts. And you've not realistically bolstered up the outside options that much because all you've got is you've got Hightower, Reagor, and that they drafted another just a burner on the outside. So now you're saying that Smith has got to be able to go and high point the ball almost like what Ertz did, and that's going to kind of unlock Reagor. I just don't see it. I just think that they've actually downgraded the total offense when it comes to targets and being able to unlock it. And they've not even necessarily, they used to be running back by committee, and they're now running back by committee, but in a worse way. Like, yeah, they've not.
Like got Kenneth Gainwell.
Yeah. So I just look at it all, and I mean, it's great. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm like, yay, crack on. But it just, I was speaking to an Eagles fan, and he's like, yeah, he's going to be the guy. I'm like, yeah, all right then. But I just don't believe it. I just don't see it, because I think that team's just being run in a bad way. And if we had Allen on here, I think he'd probably agree. Like, he's got to get behind Devonta because he's that pick, and that's who they wanted to go and get. And they traded up to go and do it. I just think, after trading down in the first place, and well, there was QBs available, they should have gone there and then hit the wide receiver point later on. They could have got Bateman later on. I just don't see it. I don't see it.
Devonta Smith has just made Mac Jones look like a first rounder all last year.
But that he might think.
Jalen Waddle was injured as well.
Yeah, but Devonta Smith won a Heisman.
And that is great, right?
Manziel's won a Heisman.
But your original point was that he's going to unlock Rager.
Just saying.
Yes. But I think Devonta Smith is Devonta Smith is going to be a kind of player that, I mean, he's a great route runner, isn't he? And his hands are unbelievable. So if Hurts can get the ball to Smith, which I think is the main question here, then I think that will open up Rager. It's all on Hurts. Jamie, what do you reckon? Hurts is the QB1, right?
In fantasy?
In real life.
In real life, he's a QB100.
No, I didn't see enough from Hurts. I saw bits from Northern College. Then also last year, nothing impressed me. He looks like a fish out of water. Totally. Didn't look settled, didn't look comfortable.
Yeah.
Didn't look like
it's a big year for him. It's a big year for him and for Tua. Those two, they're going to be the eyes on them because what have they got?
And Daniel Jones.
They're always on him.
So we briefly mentioned Bateman there, but I love Bateman coming into the process. I'm not a fan of this land as well.
Let's call Rashard Bateman Corey Davis from that one, because he's going to be everyone's going to be like, oh, he's going to be brilliant. He's going to be brilliant every single year until like the last year when his contract's around there, and he'll have one good year and then move on and then be really good.
I tell you what, he will drop in drafts now, rookie drafts. I've seen him drop a few times. So, I mean, I'm quite happy to take him at the back end of the first round, but I'm a bit worried now. I'm more worried than what I was.
Did they take Tylan Wallace as well?
Yep. They are trying. They are really trying.
I would prefer, probably at the price, you'll get him. Where do you think he's going? I can't remember seeing him. He's going late, isn't he?
Yeah, but Bateman was like a top six pick before.
I'm not touching Bateman.
What, you wouldn't take him at the back end of the first?
Nope. Someone like Carson Wentz throwing in the ball, I think it'd be better. They just don't throw the ball enough. That's the thing. It's, I think, expectations on.
I get your concerns, but you've got to remember we had concerns with AJ Brown, for example.
Yeah, but Lamar Jackson isn't going anywhere.
You don't know. You could, but I think I've seen somewhere they can easily get rid at the end of this year. So,
there is zero chance.
A keg bet.
They won't. I'm just saying, I've seen somewhere where, yeah, they can, that it would be possible for them to do that.
I could win the lottery.
But I do still think you take the talent.
No, I'd rather take Terrace Marshall there.
Well, I'm just trying to have a look now who Bateman's going around. Let me have a look. And then before, yeah, we'll get back to Bateman, but just the running backs, Najee obviously landed with the Steelers. We kind of said in our group chat, it's going to be his workload that gets him his fantasy points. I've got a lot of concerns with the Steelers that they did not address their O-line at all in this class. But Harris, with the workload that he's going to get, it's not really going to... He's the RB1 in the class.
He's a running back one this year, I reckon. I genuinely think this year they're just going to pile on him. This is Ben's last year. They're going to,
for sure, yeah.
They're going to try, aren't they? And the workload, as you said, Jack, is Steelers running backs. They get the work. The O line hasn't been great the last couple of years anyway. Still made James Conner a running back one.
No, I'm just saying that if I was to grade them on a, like, give them a draft grade because they took Pat Freiermuth in the second round, I think the Steelers drafted very poorly.
Why take a backup tight end?
Yeah, I don't get why they've got Eber on there. I don't get why they've done it.
I love that pick. Why? Because he's a great blocking tight end. So he's hitting the field. He boosts the row line, right? And we said it last year that Ebron's not a long-term pick for them. The cap hit's going to be too much. If he has this year and another one, Pat's going to be ready to be tight end one there. But he boosts the O-line. His blocking is that good, and correct me if I'm wrong on any of that, Rob. So straight away, I really like that pick. I think it's great for future, for fantasy, for him as well. And I like Najee there, I really do. I think if you look at the amount of dropped passes that Connor had as well, which isn't taken into account with his score for fantasy, Harris isn't going to drop them. So he's going to get additional yards, additional points. I can see him being in the RB1 scoring for sure.
I'll carry on, Rob.
No, I was just going to say, I like Pat Freiermuth. I also like the landing spot. But I wouldn't say he's a great blocker. I think he's a good blocker, competent blocker, but he struggles run blocking, definitely. Funny enough, actually looking at him, I compared him to Eric Ebron coming out of college, ironically.
Hall of Fame career.
I just do think they drafted very poorly, these Steelers. I've got nothing against an RG pick. I just think they should have taken O-lineman somewhere along the line as well. I think they drafted very poorly.
What I will say, just go following on from what you said, Jack, I see a lot of this. So this is from so many people that we can't say whether they drafted well or not.
Oh, no, of course not. But, like, I think if you look at a team's needs, it's like what we said in our WhatsApp group. I don't get why the Lions took a running back. You don't fucking need a running back. Like, I know what we're saying, it's a seventh round pick, but just take a defensive player. But then, you know, I'm not just going to pick on one team. It's like the Rams. Why the fuck are you taking three wide receivers? It's
Matt. That's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid. You've got two excellent wide receivers already at the Rams. And then you've got Van Jefferson from last year. I'm not as convinced with Van Jefferson as other people have been in the community. But you're then going to take Tutu Atwell and then another two guys at wide receiver. I just don't fucking get these teams. I don't understand it. Just take
why they get paid all the money.
Yeah, but there's certain teams that draft really badly, Jamie. You know, I can go down the Seahawks draft badly. The Patriots draft badly.
Those two draft badly, yeah, but those two have won recent Super Bowls. So it can't be that.
But the Rams draft badly. I don't get. I mean, it's like if you're building a dynasty team, you look at it, you're like, well, I'm a bit short on wide receiver here. Maybe I can get, I've got a couple of backup running backs. Maybe I can get something done, get a young wide receiver in for my two backup running backs or something. Like, I don't get what some of these teams do. But
well, maybe I don't know the contract.
situations, but does this have anything? I know Bobby Woods has signed a new, he recently signed a new contract, didn't he?
Yeah, so has Cooper
last year. Did Cup as well?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I don't, that's what I'm saying. Why are you taking three wide receivers? It's
8 wide receiver sets. That's what they're going to play.
It's madness. It's absolute madness. Anyway, where was we? So we looked at Najee. Travis, we've spoke about briefly. I've probably bumped him up to my RB2 now just because of Javonte's. I don't think Javonte's going to be the instant day one back. I think there's going to be like a 65-35 split year one with Melvin Gordon in Melvin's favour, as long as Melvin doesn't get suspended over his whatever he's done.
I don't think he's going to be.
We'll see what happens. But I mean, Melvin's there this year, whatever happens. So I think you're going to get a 65-35 split there. That's like what I said, with a lot of these running backs, not a lot of them were favourable landing spots. Like we saw Kenneth Gainwell go to the Eagles. Hated that. I don't get what the Eagles are doing either. That's another team that drafts badly. who else? So the only sort of running back in that area that I actually liked the landing spot was Michael Carter, but he's not a three down back anyway.
No, I agree with that. He's not the starter either.
No.
But Michael Carter works very well in a committee.
Yeah, exactly. Which will be, I think Michael Carter out of the top two in Travis, because I do, Travis will be fantasy relevant this year. I do have a lot of concerns, but he will be fantasy relevant, as will Najee. We've already, Najee could be an RB1, but I think Michael Carter out of that next sort of group has the path to be number three, fantasy relevant.
Well, the thing is with Carter, if you look at, was it last year they drafted P. Ryan, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't think they're convinced with P. Ryan.
Yeah, but P. Ryan was a fourth round pick, early fourth last year.
Yeah.
And what round was Carter drafting this year?
Third, I believe.
Carter, third or fourth?
No,
third.
He was later than that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I'm not entirely sure. I saw some on P. Ryan, but his yards per carry was awful last year. I know it's an Adam Gase system, and I don't think they're particularly convinced with
P. Ryan was the fifth running back drafted last year.
Mm.
Carter was like the 14th this year.
Yeah,
he was so the. Oh no, I'm looking at. Oh no, hang on a minute. It was the fourth round. They drafted two Michael Carters. Did you know that?
Yeah. Did they get the wrong one to start with?
second pick of the fourth round.
Yeah,
it's a committee. It's going to be a committee backfield of the Jets.
Yes. Michael Carter could be very relevant out of that.
I like that for Michael Carter.
I kind of like the Trey Sermon landing spot as well. But then they went and drafted, was it Mitchell in the sixth round?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, see, again, that 49ers that's back.
That's going to be a 49ers.
Mess. It's going to be a mess. Absolutely. Yeah. I see Trey Sermon going at the back. That's someone that's going near Rashad Bateman at the minute, Jamie, in drafts. Trey Sermon, I can't get on board with that. I think you're going to get, you could very, I mean, he could be very fantasy relevant, but you could very end up with Kayshon Vaughn as well.
You could do. I think the difference between if you're considering a Bateman or a Sermon at the back of the first, let's say, you've got Rashad Bateman with the Ravens, who run the ball, or you've got Trey Sermon with Kyle Shanahan. I know I'm probably, unless I'm desperate for a right wide receiver, I'm taking Sermon every time, just for the massive upside I think there is.
But then you could get Michael Carter about four or five picks later. I'd rather just get Michael Carter.
Why?
Because I think it'd be more fantasy relevant than Trey Sermon this year.
I agree. I completely agree. I was low on Sermon coming into this thing. He was my RB10 in this class. Trey Sermon was. Michael Carter was my RB9. Elijah Mitchell, interestingly, was my RB12. So I was really, really, really low on Trey Sermon. He just didn't tick enough boxes for me. He's got injury history. He's not a fast runner. I just think his name value is more than his talent's worth, is my opinion. My opinion when watching his tape.
Would take Bateman. Let's just say, because they're going next to each other, Bateman, you'd take Bateman.
depends on if I needed running backs. No, if I had plenty of wide receivers, but in a vacuum, I would take Rashad Bateman. Yeah.
Tim?
I'm taking Bateman over Sermon in a vacuum. Yep. It's also a dart throw for me between Sermon and Carter. I've picked up shares of both. I think picking up any running back who's going to be part of the Shanahan system is going to get work, is going to get interesting work, and has got the ability to go off week to week.
But I think
isn't reliable.
I also suggest Wilson.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think the thing is with Sermon, the problem is you've got Mozart there, you've got Wilson, you've got Mitchell now, who they drafted, Jusek, who bloody vultures touchdowns on the fucking goal line all the time every year. You've got all these guys, whereas I see a path for Michael Carter there. You've got Tevin Coleman, who I think's washed, and then you've got...
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so either.
We'll see. Really? We'll see.
I think Tevin Coleman, like I just said about Marquise Brown and that, I think bringing in a guy who runs well in a committee like Michael Carter and a guy that runs well in a committee, Tevin Coleman, I think it works.
Tevin Coleman runs well with Devontae Freeman. It's not a committee. He just runs well with Devontae Freeman. The Jets need to bring in Freeman just to maybe be his best buddy there, and he'll do okay. Don't get rework.
For me, though, I can see a clearer path for Michael Carter. That's why.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with that, and I've been taking Carter above Sermon, but I've also, it's been a little bit of a toss-up between, for me, and I've started going, well, I've got quite a few Carter shares. I'm going to get some Trey Sermon ones. There's not a lot in it for me.
Sure.
But what I've actually seen is there's a rise in Ty Johnson's value, because they're saying that he's more than likely going to be getting the lion's share. But you've got Perrine as well. There's that committee. There's going to be one main guy, and I think it could be Carter. But I'm not that far ahead on him that I'm absolutely taking him everywhere above Trey Sermon. I'm kind of sharing my shares that I pick up of them with the Lions going to Carter.
Just remember that organization did go out and physically get Tevin Coleman at the free agency. He wasn't like one of these guys that sits on free agency for months and they pick him up as a whim. They actively went and got him early doors.
Yeah, but I think they got him in. It's a similar system. I think they got just. I think they've brought him in because he's a guy who knows the system. That's all I think is.
Maybe.
I like Tico. I think he's not what he was.
Agreed. But is this an opportunity which he could get back to somewhat of what he was? Is this the opportunity he needs?
His leg,
possibly.
There.
Because we're at an hour mark, really. Do you boys want to talk about anyone else in particular that got your taste quickly, or
what, a first round?
It does. No, we've gone through all the first round guys.
I've got plenty, but I'm not going to because they're still on our draft board, Jack. And we're drafted, so we'll leave that till next show, and I'll tell you who I've got up my sleeve.
I kind of like the Chubbo lad this spot, actually. I know he's going to sit behind CMC, but gives him a different option there. Bit of a thumper.
Yeah, I was gutted that he went. I was going to pick him up as my little handcuff to CMC, but as he was picked up too early.
Oh, and can people stop drafting Kenneth Gainwell over Michael Carter now, please? I know, I know you like Kenneth Gainwell before, but he landed in a shit show. Just don't. Drafting, Jesus.
Well, the thing is, he's landed in a shit show. But yes, okay. Coach talk. If is it Sirianni? Isn't it?
Kenneth Gainwell is not on my Miles Sanders' level.
No, I didn't say that. No. They plan to use him exactly how Sirianni used Nyheim Hines. Right there, that's fantasy relevant. If I'm not saying he's going to, but I don't know.
Is Miles Sanders all that?
Well, I wasn't going to know.
I like the spot for Gainwell because I think he's got an opportunity to be better than Sanders. And I think as well, Gainwell's one of the best pass catching backs in the draft.
and they're devoid of pass catches in Philadelphia. I don't hate it. I like it.
What will happen is he will start to be good, and then they'll bring, I don't know, who's
bring
Corey Clement back, and then start just feeding him.
Scott.
Yeah, they'll just bring in all these absolute cock wombles just to give them the ball and just go, hey, anyone who's got Miles Sanders or Kenneth Gainwell, right? And then hand it off to some guy off the street with a Philly shirt and just see what happens.
That's got to be the episode title, isn't it? Cock Womble.
I haven't got a player that I want to talk about, but I have a situation. It's pick number 34, 35. The Falcons are on the clock. Javonte Williams is sitting there.
Yeah.
You look at your depth chart and you've got Cordrea Oleson.
With Mike Davis and Cordrea Oleson.
Mike Davis. And some other, whatever. And they go, do you know what? We're set at running back. Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell is still out there.
Devontae, bring Devontae back.
Oh, mate. You've got to let that one go.
But here's a very genuine question, because it's really confused me and I can't understand it. How can someone go from being so good to being nothing? I mean, just in general.
The Giants.
No, but do you know what I mean? He was four years ago, he was like number one running back in fantasy.
This is why you sell running backs in fantasy, because they fall off of a cliff. And when they go, they go.
Look at Le'Veon Bell. Did the same.
Todd Gurley.
Yeah, but that's injuries. That's got nothing to do with talent.
They fall off a cliff. You sell them. You sell them when they're at their highest price.
Yeah, you weren't. How are all those James Robinson troopers going down, hey?
I think he'll be totally fine. I think he'll be fine. It'd be fantasy relevant. I think he'll be fine.
Hey, Hayden Hurst will be fantasy relevant. Doesn't mean shit.
James Robinson will be fine.
Do you remember when David Johnson was good?
Yeah, David Johnson fell off a cliff.
He was pretty good. He was all right last year.
Oh, shut up.
He's still the RB1 in Houston as well.
Yeah. He can stay there. That, look at that organisation. They're terrible.
It's the owner.
Absolute shit show of an organisation.
I feel sorry for the coach.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him.
Right, let's end it. Boys, anything to add? Anyone wanna? Tim, you had a good week?
Yes, just busy, mate. Just enjoying that auction draft. And just working. I'm just on Zoom calls back to back all the time, so I'm just shattered. Mainly because of the draft. But yeah, shattered, mate. What about you? Good week?
Yeah, mate, I've had a brilliant week. Got my Scotty Cameron putter today, so I'm over the moon. Yes, I did pay a fortune for it, but I don't care. I've wanted one since I was a kid, so it's been, yeah,
great investment.
It is an investment as well, because I'm sure Rob knows Scotty Cameron putters don't lose their value at all.
Yep.
If anything, they go up. Jamie,
I hope the shits are better for you, Rich.
Rich's quote, the world is falling out of me.
Rob.
Yeah, been a great week, mate. Still, like Tim, still recovering from the draft. Very disappointed with the draft, by the way. I was disappointed with landing spots for fantasy. I was disappointed with the Colts draft. I was disappointed with the, what's the point of mock drafts? What is the point of mock drafts? I did five of them. I got about five picks out of the whole lot.
I'm really proud of you. Did you get the Trevor Lawrence one right?
I got the Trevor Lawrence one, but that was it.
100% on Twitter.
With the five picks, with the first three or
no? Because I had Justin Fields going to the Jets. So I, but what I will say is I can't wait to do my first one in November. yeah.
All English Champions League final. Just thought I'd let everyone know.
Cool. Don't follow football.
No.
Don't care.
Is it?
Just want to let everyone know. So that is us done for the week. You can find us on Twitter at @kickers_matter. Our website is kingfantasysports.com/kickersmatter. And yeah, Rich, we hope you get better, buddy.
Ha ha ha.